Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Dave, I'm a sci-fi buff, and when I hear the phrase, "We are not alone," to talk about aliens and fears about being conquered, I can't help but think we're already there. Except I'm talking about intraterrestrials.
Right on. You're talking about our microbiome, the microbes which are mostly fungi and bacteria that outnumber our own cells by more than 100 times.
Exactly. You could argue that these microbes already exert a huge influence on us. Changing their makeup can cause obesity, irritable bowel syndrome, skin diseases, and even affect our moods and behavior.
That's why one area of biomedical research now explores connections between the microbiome in our gut and the health of our brain, the so-called gut microbiota brain axis.
They've already discovered that communication between the microbes and the brain is bidirectional. The nerve structure in the intestinal tract is an important source of this communication.
That makes sense since the intestinal tract has the highest concentration of neurons outside the brain. Plus, our immune system sends molecules called cytokines and chemokines between the brain and the gut as messengers.
Neuropeptides and microbial products also transmit messaging. Disrupting all this communication may lead to ADHD, depression, anxiety, and autism spectrum disorder.
There is accumulating evidence that a subclass of probiotics called psychobiotics can affect cognitive function. Certain bacteria may lower anti-inflammatory effects in the brain to make it more resistant to stress.
We're only beginning to understand this complex relationship, and I say more power to the intraterrestrials.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.